information about limits on Lightstream loans.
No one in South Carolina has more live and local sports than WCCP. No one. We are 105.5 The Roar.
Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. Let Harbin Lumber take care of all of your lumber needs. It's a full-service lumber yard, any kind of exterior products. That means shingles, doors, siding, you know, roof and stuff, any kind of interiors, insulation, interior doors, cabinets, granite. They've got everything, man. They're awesome. They're awesome what they do. Every single delivery in full, on time, every single time. It is my great friends at Harbin Lumber. I am a customer. I have seen it. Our stuff was there before we needed it there. And boy, Wes is so good at the cabinetry. Get in touch with him. It's Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053, harbinlumber.com. Paul Strelo joins us, tigerillustrator.com. Paul Strelo, on Tuesday of this week, after the running back commits on Monday night, I said that we've done a lot of segments with you. We've never done five commitment shows. As we jump into it.
You have a tough time squeezing all the questions in.
We got to now between 9, because I know you don't have anything else to do this morning. Anyway, let's go chronologically, I guess you could say, and let's start with Brighton Constantine, the linebacker from Baton Rouge. Your thoughts, your evaluations, what kind of linebacker are they getting?
It's always fascinating to me. One of the fun things about following recruiting, I talk about it being a perception game a lot. This is a kid in February who really is right there in LSU's backyard, that is looking at K-State and Tulane as his offers. And kind of when you talk about the importance of evaluating or the value of evaluation, Brent Venables comes in, is really looking at another prospect. Coaches put him on this kid, goes back, watches film, and suddenly, is someone, a kid who's had 120 tackles, last year, very productive player, but just his recruitment hadn't taken off or was pretty low-key. And then suddenly Clemson offers, and then it's Auburn, Florida, and the whole kind of complexion and perception of him changes. Particularly as he then followed up and he went to our rivals camp in Mobile, Alabama, I think that next weekend and won linebacker MVP and suddenly was going to become a 4-star. I think Clemson was ahead of the curve on this one and benefited from it. Like I said, kind of a 6'2", 210 linebacker. Yeah, I think he'll play either inside position, just kind of depending on how he adjusts once he gets on campus and what he's able to learn and pick up. He's probably one of the higher ones, as I look at probably the dozen or so linebackers in play for Clemson, one of the higher ones that I would have up on the board, as much on productivity, size, I think he checks a lot of boxes.
They get their next quarterback, who I will let you and I will take great notes on the pronunciation here so I don't get it wrong. But you talked about how they zeroed in at quarterback. What kind of quarterback are the Tigers getting?
Tyson Pumachon. 6'3", 195, really, from Connecticut. I've compared him a lot in terms of kind of what I think Clemson's getting. I compare him a lot to a Kelly Bryant. Now, they're different prospects. I knew a lot more about Kelly Bryant's intangibles coming in, kind of the leadership qualities, and I think Bryant's a superior athlete. But I think that the same kind of, the way Clemson followed Deshaun Watson by getting a Kelly Bryant, I think that's what Pumachon brings in following Trevor Lawrence, someone, a dual threat type, who can be a passer at this level, and is probably comes in with better passing credentials than Kelly Bryant had. But a dual threat who could give you some different things, particularly if he starts off, his career early as a number two, and then has the upside to be your number one over the long term. And I think it certainly benefits Clemson to have somebody they could bring in. I think he is the ideal kind of quarterback you want to be able to redshirt and kind of help him, you know, pick up the nuances of their offense and a lot of the different things there. But, you know, I think development, you know, physically, he will use that year of redshirting to his benefit, perhaps, if he redshirts even, depending on what the quarterback numbers are by then. But, you know, I think it's a lot like following Deshaun Watson with Kelly Bryant is the way I view Pumichon.
Frank Ladson, a highly rated top 50 player, a wide receiver from down in South Florida, big pickup there. Your thoughts on what kind of wide receiver the Tigers are getting?
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of six, you know, I would say a lot, but, you know, everyone looks at receivers and, you know, it's going for size. You know, I think what Clemson does a superb job of in evaluation isn't just settling for size. It's they want the tall guy that they can, who can move, who has some fluidity and agility in his movement, who is more than just a station-to-station pass catcher. And that's what, you know, they identified Ladson as really being one of the guy, really the first guy they honed in on this class because of that. Yeah, I think we've seen that in the last couple of years between T. Higgins and Justin Ross. You can even go back to a Martavis Bryant. Clemson does a pretty good job of finding the guys who not only have the height and the wide catch radius and can go up and get the ball, but they can do something with it. They can get open and then they can run with the ball once they get it. So I think that's where you see Ladson kind of coming in, a lot like, you know, he's not to the degree of T. Higgins in my mind, but that's because, you know, I had T. Higgins up on the pretty high pedestal. But another 6'4 receiver who can move, and I think could probably play both the nine or, you know, he'll play the nine for Clemson, but I think he's got the agility to where he could play the five if necessary.
Finally, on Saturday at least, Landon Zaners, they didn't have to go too far over to Shelby to get a position of need at safety.
Yes, Landon, 6'1", 195, really. Someone who kind of came into his own this past year. He transferred into Crest from a school around that vicinity. And I really think, really the first time he had taken weight room seriously. And, you know, I think he's a solid safety prospect who I think, you know, low end, you're looking at, you know, the guys like a Robert Smith, Van Smith, but he's bigger than that. You know, someone who might not have, you know, the probably elite speed, but you see some explosiveness in terms of his leaping ability. He's certainly, you know, he's a physical player who shows pretty good instincts and knows for the ball. So, you know, Clemson, when you need safety to the degree they do, you know, I think he's a solid pickup and someone who, you know, if nothing else, will be a pretty good special teams contributor sooner rather than later.
Because I think some of those guys you kind of expected, some maybe not, but I was surprised. How surprised were you, and then what kind of running back are the Tigers getting with their Monday night running back commitment?
Cesar Chez, he goes by Chez, Chez Malusi, from Naples, Florida, 6 foot, 200, 205, in that range. You know, I think I was surprised at the timing. I wasn't necessarily surprised I got him. He visited Clemson really about a week earlier and with his father, and he talked about wanting to get his mother back up there. And I think Clemson, you know, I felt Clemson had the momentum coming out of that visit. It was really Clemson, Miami, Notre Dame. You know, a lot of people have cast Notre Dame as the challenger because there was, you know, there was some perceived question on whether Miami was going after him. But our information indicated that he was a take from Miami, and Miami wanted him. Miami, he's got family there. Proximity was something he was strongly considering, having family being able to see him play. But I think that, coming out of the Clemson visit, you heard some things from him talking about wanting to do his own thing. You know, a lot of the same thing you heard from a running back back in 2005, C.J. Spiller, coming out of Florida, a guy who wants to go do his own thing, you know, get away from home and kind of establish his own identity. I think that's where I think Clemson gets a pretty good steal in him this class, because this is another year. I don't think there are a lot of great running backs And if you're Clemson needing 1 to 2 this class, getting someone of that size with pretty strong film, you know, I think they come out looking pretty good out of all this.
Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrated.com, 5 commitments for Clemson since we last visited. Paul, we had Thad Turnipseed into the studio with us on Monday or Tuesday of this week, maybe Tuesday of this week. And one thing he said was, besides the Florida State game that either this year, maybe previous years, he says it was the most talent, might have been the most talent that they have had from a recruiting standpoint from these unofficial visitors that came in. Would you agree with that? I mean, I get he would know as much as anybody there, but your thoughts on the other stories, the non-commitments right now, and just how good the guys that were that came in. I guess that includes, you know, 2020 and 2021 guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of that had to do with so many of those guys were players who were high on Clemson's board, and that they had, you know, they considered priorities. You know, I'd probably say there were 15, 16 guys that were legit in the Clemson conversation for this class. You know, maybe even 17, 18, which is a pretty strong number. And then, you know, I would, another dozen or so, you know, looking at the sophomore class of prospects that, you know, in-state guys, DeMonte Capehart, Tonka Hemingway, you know, some of those caliber type prospects. You know, so in that regard, you know, I think I'd have to go back and look at some other lists, but certainly, you know, that Florida State game back in 2015, Florida State's the one that always resonates and brings kids in from even farther than Georgia, North Carolina. You know, I think that's probably, that's probably a very fair comparison.
All right, we have, I think, Paul, and I don't have that list, I think there was as many or 10 or more states that they came from with this. I mean, you know, the Connecticuts and the Louisiana, I mean, talk about all over the place. Give me an idea of that draw and really how the spring game has changed. It was a national recruiting deal. ESPN was here. Give us an idea of how that spring game has changed. You talked a little bit about it last week, but it's a big recruiting tool now.
It is, and so much of that is because Clemson, you know, when Clemson appeals to an ESPN, and when Clemson can, you know, they can put it together as an event, and you're going to have that kind of crowd there. You know, I think, you know, partly, I believe, you know, that Trevor Lawrence is going to draw, you know, be a huge draw for fans. There's going to be, you know, kind of a palpable excitement there from folks. I think, you know, while most spring games can be a little underwhelming in terms of the on-the-field product once they finally get going, I think this one had some real juice to it. And so I think this, you know, I think that's why, a big reason why this spring game had some more pop, not only from what you were seeing on the field, but, you know, the whole environment was going to resonate with recruits more, and you make it a bigger deal if you're Clemson. And so I think it was kind of a perfect storm for them there. You know, and they used that for the momentum, you know, with the momentum, you already knew you were going to get commitments really from Frank Latson and Constantine and Zanders, and they even knew Pumichon coming in, was going to commit. So, you know, using all that as kind of really the springboard for their recruiting momentum, I believe, that we'll probably see over the next, 2 or 3 months.
All right. The guys that aren't committed so far, a storyline, 2 or 3 or 4 guys that maybe the highlights from the uncommitted guys that we saw in town this weekend?
Well, I think will Clemson get a lot of traction with Zeke Correll from Ohio, Cincinnati area, a 4-star interior lineman that really is a Notre Dame, Ohio State, Clemson. Those are the three in contention. I think Clemson really, you know, I think they made a pretty strong impression there. I believe Notre Dame is the toughest one to beat out of between them and Ohio State, probably interestingly for an Ohio kid. But I think Clemson's in the game for him, and particularly if you're looking at taking 4 offensive linemen this cycle. You know, I think the eye is on whether, you know, they get a little more movement there compared to other positions combined with it. Took them till December last year to get an offensive lineman. When will they get the first one they want this cycle? So kind of following offensive lineman is one. I think the linebackers on how all that shakes out. Keith McGuire, who we have a story on this morning. He was there back with his dad. I really believe that the Clemson that's another Clemson Notre Dame battle that he'll probably decide within the next month or two. And so, with Clemson having four spots, say for linebacker again, will they just kind of where will they go next now that they have Constantine on board?
Paul, final question for you. This is a big picture question. And talking to Thad, we knew this anyway, but just reiterated it, the total team effort of this thing and how in-depth they are at their evaluations on the field, off the field, and talking about Dabo Swinney's process. I don't want to say that it's turned into a draft of you picking them rather than them picking you like it might be at – I don't know, Duke basketball maybe or something like that. But I get the feeling that personality-wise, that how this staff does about it, are we getting to the point now where, and especially at certain positions, that Clemson is almost picking who they want or at least picking at the top of their board and really aren't missing a whole lot, like you talked about with Jeff Scott at wide receiver, once he zeroes in on somebody. Are they doing that more and more now? Is that the continued progression of this program?
Yes, I think you can recruit for an even, there are risks and rewards from having a small pool of candidates to recruit from. Now, you can do that when you have the clout and stature that Clemson is kind of built up to. If you're NC State, just for an example, or North Carolina or Georgia Tech, you can't really do that. You've got to have a bigger board because, if a Clemson, UGA, Alabama comes in, they're getting that kid. And I think with Clemson, I think they, not only can they have that smaller pool that they identify and really hone in on, but I think they can be more confident in their own skin that, hey, here's who we are. And if you like us, great. If not, we feel pretty confident we're going to get a good prospect regardless at this position. So there doesn't really need to be kind of the panic or the reaches that you might see from other schools and kind of stretching to take a guy that they don't really need they can be pretty firm in their movements and they can go slowly and just kind of I use the linebackers for example. You've got a pool of a dozen for four spots and you just kind of recruit them and let the process play out instead of, needing to push or do a gimmicky sell to try and get somebody in the boat as quick as you can, just to make sure, just as your means of trying to get that kid. So I think it brings a security in their recruiting that probably, it gets to be cyclical and helps them in the manner in which they recruit a number of these prospects.
This process is working right now, no doubt about that. I imagine that we're not done hearing it. I imagine we might hear from some more here shortly and over the next couple of weeks. And I can imagine that there is no better time to subscribe to TigerIllustrated.com.
Yeah, first time in a few years that Clemson will have a full class, and so that will lead to or culminate in a lot of activity over the course of these next few months, both from spring evaluation period getting ready to get going, which will lead up really all the way in toward the Dabo Swinney camps. And so this period is really kind of proven. But from now, really into July, will be a big period in, as far as putting together the remaining bulk of this class.
Place to find it, TigerIllustrated.com. As usual, we enjoyed it. Hey, let's talk next week. We'll talk five more commitments between this time and next week, right?
That sounds good. Thank you, Mickey.
Good luck to the Warriors. See you, buddy. Take care. I'm not sure that the Warriors need luck, but we'll wish him luck there. We'll take a break. We'll come back for the last 30 minutes of the show. Open phone lines, open text, open tweets. We'd love to hear from you after this.
If you love everything Clemson, then you need to know about Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's a new condo hotel under development on Lake Hartwell right across from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a place on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, and other services. Plus, you can rent your condo when you're not using it. Go see my friend Taj Boyd at the new sales office on Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesdays. Reserve your spot today.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements. No one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there is no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking up your mattress instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Clemson's newest eatery, the Alumni, is open and ready for business. Their casual dining atmosphere, fresh local food, and craft brews make this your new favorite spot for breakfast, lunch, brunch, and dinner. Don't miss out on their daily happy hour from 4 to 7 p.m. Monday specials include 50-cent wings and half-off domestic beer. Trivia every Tuesday at 7 p.m. and $5 burger night on Wednesdays. Check them out on the web at AlumniRestaurantClemson.com or call 986-6230 for more information.
We've heard so much how you enjoy Jazz on the Alley every Thursday night on Ramcat Alley in downtown Seneca. You don't know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about outside dining and great music. And this year, to get things started, Mayor Dan Alexander, along with the Seneca City Council, wanted to step it up a little bit and kick off the season. So what we're doing is called Jazz Fest. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, three great nights of Jazz on the Alley. We're going to get started Thursday night with Groove Planet. Then Friday night, it's Jamie Wright.
Change, change, change. Change, change, change.
And then Saturday, it's the Magic Band as we salute Wild Hearts Equine Therapy Center. It's all fun, and you need to be here. Outside dining, absolutely free. Jazz Fest 2018, Ramcat Alley, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
We've reached it, the point where Tuesdays can only get better with more of America's favorite boneless wings. So here at Buffalo Wild Wings, we invented Boneless Tuesdays. When you buy an order of boneless wings and get a second order free, that's twice the wings and twice the sauces. Every basket counts, and on Tuesdays, every basket of boneless wings counts as two. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. Valid only on Tuesdays while supplies last. Tax and gratuity extra. Additional restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
Weiler Show is on the air.
This is the one they're talking about.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Seth.
I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. To me, oh yeah, She give me money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a kind of friend indeed. I got a woman way over town that's good to me.
Man, John in here, man. Good to see him over here. A little Elkmont Trading Company shirt. Like that. Hey, also probably a little Granger Nissan for him as well. Granger Nissan, proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. Granger Nissan, home of the lifetime powertrain warranty on the new vehicles. Granger Nissan, the family-owned, family-operated, family dealership. They'd love for you to stop by and see them. And also Granger Nissan, home for the Play Ball Kids stuff. I love this idea. They got a lot of great things going on. You can tell they're busy over there. Besides cars, trucks, SUVs flying off the lot, besides people just getting in there and taking care of all their vehicle needs. Great service department. You know, that's something. You don't want to talk about selling cars, talk about service. But look, things happen. And they are very, very proud of their service department as well. Granger Nissan of Anderson. Go by and see them. They'd love for you to stop by. They'd love just to learn, you know, introduce yourself and learn more about them and become your family dealer. 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Granger Nissan of Anderson. Again, proud partners of the Clemson Tigers and home of the lifetime powertrain warranty on new vehicles at Granger Nissan of Anderson. All right, here we go. You ready, Zach? Let's fly through these. Open phone lines, open text, open tweets. We'll get every Twitter, every tweet at us, and every phone call. Our telephone number 654-ROAR. We had a lot of people that were holding before that. A couple of them called back now. Gary is checking in with us here on a Thursday morning. Gary, I appreciate your patience. How you doing this morning? Hey, Gary Bear. Gary Bear dropped off. Is he back now?
Gary, how are you?
No, he's off now.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Another line. How about that?
Am I here?
Yeah, we got you now. How you doing?
Okay, I'm doing good. I'm just driving in and out of some holes. So, about the quarterback situation, what I like to say and point out is it's fun about his fans and this, that, the other, but it's not always who's got the better talent, who can throw the ball better, right? As a coach, you know, you look at the locker room.
Oh, man. Missed out on it.
Who get the guys up that'll be willing to jump up and leap a winning crowd because that quarterback just wanted to play football. You know, now that he has a better arm, but he's more willing to play the game. You know, and that's an aspect I think his hands, you know, you look over him, you look at, well, oh, he's faster or he's a dual threat. Am I still here?
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Oh, okay. I can't tell. And then, you know, and I think that's a big, big determinant factor in understanding, hey, is he our guy? You know, and it's maybe how he voices himself at practice. You know, but who gets the guys to follow? And then I'm not a Clemson fan one bit, but they're entertaining to watch and follow. And that's just something I get to hear all the time. The old Chuck Warner's this, Chuck Warner's that. I'm like, dude, he's not going to be back if he's cocky.
Yeah.
I don't know if he is or not, you know, but no matter who you are, if you're cocky, your teammates aren't going to respect you.
Yeah.
As good as you might be, you know.
I will tell you this, then, Gary. Here's what I can tell you, man. Yeah. I appreciate the phone call. I'm going to let you go because we got a little bad connection through some of that. Here's what I can tell you. That Brandon Streeter, I've known Brandon since 99, maybe. 90, maybe 2000. I've known him for 18 years. I knew him. He was a player here. Happened to know him, you know, off the field with an organization that an on-campus deal that we did some charity work with and known him and his family, wife, and kids and all stuff. I knew him when at both of his stops after Clemson in the state of Virginia, and he would come down and recruit the area and would had a long conversation with him one time. At the putting green at Walker course, he was coming in and seeing players. Brandon Streeter is one of the brightest quarterback coaches in the country. Very, very thorough and in-depth of what he does. Dabo Swinney, obviously a detailed-oriented man right there. Tony Elliott and Jeff Scott, other people that will be involved in this decision. And I think to a certain extent, Caldwell and Pierman as well, even though that's not their position, they're not coordinators, but still have a say in this and all the analytics that go into it. I can tell you that every single rep that these guys have taken in spring ball and the fall, every single one of those is analyzed and every single one of those is graded out. And every decision that they make is graded out. And I can tell you that from a sports psychology standpoint, they met with Dr. Lauder and his team and how this thing goes about. And so these decisions aren't ones that just haphazardly that we talk about here in the radio like it is. That they are consistently in every single aspect, in every single workout that Joey Batson's team will be working with him, with every single nutritional, you know, their body fats and all their sports nutrition stuff, every single aspect of this competition is evaluated, including the stuff you talked about with off the field. And so the potential of what the offense looks like, all that goes into it. And the decision will be made based upon all the analytics that go into it, all the analysis that go into it. So I don't think you're wrong with that. And they're much, because they have all that information, tangibles and intangibles, that they and because they've been trained to do it for 20, 25, 30, 40 years. If you think about it, Dabo's for, you know, approaching almost 30 years of doing it. And Streeter's, what's that, maybe 20 years, almost 20 years of doing it. That's 50 between them. Jeff Scott, 15 or so, and Elliot and his guys. 15 or so. I mean, you're talking about almost 100 years of experience. I mean, these guys that are going to be making these decisions, where Zach Orr and I and Brad and Ben and Quawk and Kelly and Ramon and Walt, we hadn't coached a single game in our lives. But yet we're going to sit here and tell you that. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense, Zach Orr, Mr. Orr, 24, Tonto, Jack Leg?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
100 years of experience versus zero. So we'll go with him.
I have a game. Coach a fifth grade, you know, Pee Wee game once.
How'd it go?
We won.
Plus, you're really good at PlayStation 4. Yeah. Really good.
I don't have any football games on PS4.
Oh, you don't?
I only have the last college football game on Xbox 360.
I need that to come back out bad.
Real bad.
Or else, no, I don't, because the rest of my life is lack of productivity because I sit around and play it for hours. You know what I used to do when the game was out? I would play it on the background while I was doing other stuff, and like it helped me like learn names of, like, Washington's quarterbacks and players and Southern Cal's. You know, like, he's put those guys on there and like, oh, yeah.
Kind of
Yeah. Anyway, I need that. So, but to Gary's point, this isn't, believe me, what we have talked about on this show and the following three shows and what Chris Fowler and old Washington quarterback, Brock Heward.
Yeah.
And the old Tom Luganville talked about the other day.
Oh, Luganville.
And what the ESPN guys on College Football Live have talked about. And what if we've talked about it, then trust me, It's been discussed for hours and hours and hours in all those meeting rooms of that big, huge $60 million building over there. Right?
Absolutely.
So, and they'll make a decision coming out of all that. I will tell you this, that my gut tells me that if, and I have not, but if you asked those guys about, I think they kind of know what's going to happen a little bit. Still don't know everything, but they kind of got an idea where the trajectory's going, at least. Right?
You have to assume they know.
Right.
And they have no reason to put their cards on the table right now, so.
Right.
We're going to continue to openly discuss it.
Finally, we didn't even get to running backs or wide receivers or tight ends or offensive line or defensive ends or defensive tackles or linebackers or defensive backs or kickers in this.
No,
but we're
going
to go over Mr. Orr 24, Tonto, Jack Legs.
All of those in the next segment?
No, not the next segment, but tomorrow and Monday and Tuesday, maybe. Anyway.
So the second time we're going to try to go for this.
Yes.
We were going to do it yesterday.
Right.
We're going to do it today. We got through one position group.
Right. And it's the same one we've been talking about all week.
That's correct.
So, but I will say this. Lost my train of thought with that one. Doggone it. I had a good thought. It doesn't happen often. But I had a pretty good thought. what was it?
That was the train going and then stopping because you lost your train of thought.
I thought it might have been the brakes on the Airbus, the air brakes.
That could have been it, too. I was behind a cab bus driver this morning. A cab bus driver was training this morning.
Oh, really?
They were going about 4 miles an hour.
Did it hit anybody?
No.
Did it run off any roads or anything? Because we had that little epidemic here for a while.
There was there's something in the water, I think. There had to be something like that.
Yeah. So hopefully everybody's okay with that one. As I told you before, I am energized by this conversation. I'm not tired of it yet. I don't think, judging from our Twitter and our texts and our phone calls, I don't think people are tired of it yet.
No.
I think that we will get a saturation point at some point. I don't think we've approached that yet.
Friday or?
No. I was thinking more of June, July.
Goodness gracious.
Because to me, it is still a fascinating topic. Right? To answer Gary's thoughts, though, about the locker room, I have posed this to a couple of current Clemson football players. And while they don't want to, I mean, I said, you know, like off the record, I would never include your name on it, but like the overall thought in it. And I can tell you that it will be a decision that whoever gives you the best chance to win. I told a player this the other day in an hour-long conversation about this same subject. We were talking and he says, look, man, that's my guy. I'm a Kelly B guy. He says, but I'm a Clemson football guy and I am a national championship guy and I want to go to Santa Clara, California, you know? I want to play for the Marbles. And so if he is the best, then I'm that guy. I'm with that guy. I'm going to ride or die with that one. But if it's somebody else, I'm going to ride or die with the other guy. So I do think that in the end, as a whole, the guys on defense like each other, but they want to see the best player play, and they want to see the most productive player play.
Yep.
And, the other thing that's happened is maybe I'll tell you some encouraging news, all right?
By all means.
I think maybe 20 years ago that race might have been an issue. 30 years ago, race might have been an issue. But of the... And I probably talked to 15 of my friends about this. And I probably talked to 3 of my African-American friends about this. And they all agree, let's play the best quarterback. So I'm glad that's not the case. And I talked to actually more than 4 or 5 of my black friends about it. But like the players I talked to about it, like, man, that won't be a factor in our locker room. And that's encouraging to hear.
A race thing?
Yes. 25 years ago. Before we had, when Randall Cunningham and the guys were out there playing, I think race was an issue a little bit at quarterback. Now I think that W's and L's are much more important than black or white or Hispanic or Asian when it comes to that. And that, look, we got a lot of racial problems. I'm not trying to downplay that. I'm trying to say that at the sports level, at this level with this program, that I mean, I know we've had callers here on the show that I know we've had. Textures that text me personally, and I've had personal conversation with them. Like, white guys are saying, let's play the best quarterback. Black guys are saying, let's play the best quarterback.
Well, I mean, sports is the great equalizer, right?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
You can play, you can play.
Yes. But that was not the case 20 years ago or 30 years ago.
I defer to you on that one.
Yeah. But that it would have been an issue. Now, let's win. You know? Now, let's... find a way. I can tell you this. Clemson fans didn't pull any harder for Woody Dantzler or Charlie Whitehurst or, at that time, Willie Simmons or Charlie Whitehurst or Deshaun Watson or Cole Stout. There was no white, black. They want the best player, and I think that's pretty cool. And I did ask the player, I said, would that play any? No. I mean, that was shot down really quickly. And it might be, but from this one player told me, no, man.
That's not even something that crosses my mind.
That's great. That means progress in sports.
At least
in sports.
My earliest Clemson memory is watching Woody Dantzler run around for Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
My first Clemson memory is watching Woody Dantzler against Florida State in the Bowden Bowl and just being blown away by it. My dad and I just locked in on that TV. It's not, this is a black guy playing quarterback for Clemson.
Yeah.
It doesn't even register. Really.
Well, because my... first sports talk radio, not my first, but was the Randall Cunningham, or I don't even know who it was, whatever, yeah. You know, of bringing that up. And now that doesn't even
good.
You know, so at least, again, I'm not saying all aspects of society, but from a sports standpoint, we've come a long way with that, and I think that's great. I love it. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up. Final segment of the show. We'd love to hear from you on our Twitter or text or our phone calls right after this.
Hey, Tiger fans. This is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo resort opening fall 2019 right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel such as housekeeping, great food, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge Clemson at lakesidelodgeclemson.com. That's lakesidelodgeclemson.com.
One of a kind, that's the word to describe 413 Design Studios, a nostalgic gem hidden in downtown Liberty. Debbie Chapman believes in designing a space that is unique to you. After 30 years in interior design, Debbie has brought her talents to the public. 413 Design Studios has something for everyone, from purses and baby clothes to antique pieces that have never been brought into the 21st century. Move over, Joanna Gaines. There's a new gal in town. You have to see it to believe it, so stop by 136 West Front Street in Liberty today.
Retirement Funding Advisors works with you to ensure the smooth and consistent operation of your retirement plan. A qualified retirement plan is a valuable benefit, from attracting new employees to showing your employees that you care. A great retirement plan is a rewarding experience for everyone. A successful retirement plan meets the needs of your employees by giving them the tools to save for retirement. Get all the help you need with Retirement Funding Advisors by calling 864-252-4694.
Hendrick Honda is surrounded by colleges and universities. Let Hendrick Honda Easily help you on the path to success with our first-time buyer and college graduate programs. At Hendrick Honda Easily, their sales team is fair, fast, easy, and transparent, here to help you buy your new or pre-owned Hendrick Honda Easily vehicle. Their on-site service department and extended customer service ensures your vehicle will get continuous support. Hendrick Honda Easily, in the heart of the upstate at 4609 Callan Memorial Highway, and online at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
Tired of your outdoor power equipment breaking down? You thought you'd save money at a big box store, only to find out that what you bought didn't last. They don't offer maintenance and repairs in-house. They don't have the parts you need, and they don't have your local Husqvarna dealer's expertise. Easily Lawn and Garden is your source for the complete line of Husqvarna riders, mowers, chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and more. For commercial or residential equipment, they're experts who will save you money. Husqvarna has been around since 1689. That is longevity you can trust. Like Easily Lawn and Garden. Invest in Husqvarna equipment from Easily Lawn and Garden. Husqvarna offers many options, so whether you're a homeowner or a commercial lawn company, Easily Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years, veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easily, online at easilylawn.com.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information, or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the Bankruptcy Code.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
So, who did you wake up with? It's the Mickey Plyler Show
on WCCP
105.5 The Roar.
Time for our Palmetto Golf Report, brought to you by my very good friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. I still love this idea that when I sat down and talked to the powers that be, that, man, they love golf in this state and Palmetto Golf, and I think that's really cool to see, and them promoting it in junior golf, and we do a lot of great things in state, but, man, we're really good at this golf industry and the leadership and tourism and the dollars generated from that. I think that's really, really, really cool. So I just encourage you. You have a ton of choices when it comes to vacations, and when it comes to resorts, and there's a lot of good ones out there. I want to encourage you that if you have never been, I want you to try Palmetto Dunes. Go online, look at what they have to offer, and you won't be disappointed. I can guarantee you that. It's Palmetto Dunes at PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. And I mentioned this many times now. I'll continue to do it. Go to their social media sites, Instagram, Facebook. Go to all the social media stuff, their Twitter stuff. See the beautiful pictures. See some great specials. You're going to love it. It's Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. And our Palmetto Golf Report today. ACC championships begin tomorrow up in Old North State Club in New London, North Carolina. You can follow that on GolfStat. Clemson tees off Friday at 10 o'clock. One of the things that we didn't know was who the Tigers were going to take. They're going to take Turk Pettit, the freshman. They're going to take Kyle Cottom, the freshman, and Colby Patton, the freshman. Speaking of South Carolina, Colby from right here in Fountain Inn, South Carolina. Doc Redman is back with him, the sophomore, and Bryson Nimmer, the junior from Bluffton, South Carolina. So that's the starting lineup that Larry Pendley and Jordan Bird have decided on. And then quickly, let me tell you the rankings here. I'll give you the highest ranking of the two. Georgia Tech's ranked 5th, Clemson 15th, North Carolina 17th, Florida State 19th, Wake Forest 27th, Duke 28th, NC State 36th, Louisville 45th, Virginia 53, Notre Dame 66th, Virginia Tech 94, Boston College 122. They just won at Clemson. It's a deep field. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. GolfStat.com. We'll talk about it tomorrow's show, and we'll also talk about it on Monday. That's our Palmetto Golf Report, brought to you by great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. I just implore you people, if you've never been to Palmetto Dunes and Hilton Head, if you've never been to Hilton Head, it's a great resort. It's a great island. Give them a shot, and I guarantee you, you'll be back. You won't take one trip there. You'll take many more to Palmetto Dunes. It's PalmettoDunes.com. Let's get to our phone lines in the final segment here, and first-time caller checks in. Good morning, first-time caller. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going today?
Man, I'm great. I hope you are, too.
Hey, I'm just going to go by Furman Jeff, I guess.
All right, Furman Jeff. How about that?
I just got a couple questions maybe on Kelly Bryant, Trevor Lawrence, how things might pan out. But what do you think if, you know, things don't work out for Kelly Bryant? You know, do the coaches have any options for him? Because I think he's still a major threat on the field if they could find some other opportunities for him.
Yeah.
I think last year we were a little weak at tight end, and I know we got the Galloway kid from Seneca coming in, and I think he's from a physical standpoint, he's kind of a Jordan Leggett type. But what do you think the option would be for Kelly Bryant to go to maybe try a tight end role?
Furman Jeff, that's a good question. The hard part here would be if let's just for the sake of argument assume that he wants to play another position. He's never really done that before that I know of. And I knew him when he was at Abbeville. I knew him when he was over at Wren. I've known him here at Clemson. Like, it's hard as a 22-year-old guy that's been playing football all your life to project how would you be. His athleticism, his skill level, you know, he's a big kid. He's 6'3", and he's 220 maybe, 215, 220. So I think the possibilities would be running back, wide receiver, tight end, H-back, safety, and maybe outside linebacker, but never played defense that I know of. Maybe you can eliminate some of those. Wide receiver would be tough. I mean, let's consider this. Like, he's competing, and let's say he moved to wide receiver. then a guy like T. Higgins played wide receiver all his life, and Justin Ross is coming in, and Overton, and these guys that played it all their life, well, he's never run a route before, and all of a sudden now you're going to throw him to that experience group or any of these things. I would say this, tight end, H-back wouldn't be a bad fit there, but the hard part about tight end is that you've got to know all the blocking schemes, and you got to know the passing stuff too. It's a hard thing there, so I don't think it's as simple as you could move him. I'm not sure how naturally he'd fit in through all that, but I mean, long-term wise, I think there's a better chance of him of maybe playing there in the NFL than maybe playing at quarterback in the NFL. It's a fascinating conversation.
Yeah, I just, you know, I think that he's definitely a talent, and even if it didn't work out at quarterback, I think you got to try, you know, to find some way to get him on the field. Yeah. And I'll take the comments for us off the air.
Thank you, Furman, Jeff. I appreciate the phone call. Call more often. That's a good point. You know, but there again, Zach, it's not like, I mean, all of a sudden, you're talented, right? I'm going to throw you in the mix against some more experienced people at another position of, you know, you're bright and you can adapt to things. But, yeah. But man, it's tough to do. You know what I'm saying?
It is tough to do.
It's not as easy as, well, he's a great athlete. We're going to move this position and everything's going to go great. I mean, there's a lot that goes into.
Did he play anything else in high school or just quarterback?
I saw it now. I remember him from Abbeville, and my mind goes crazy now. I think I can remember him at Abbeville only playing quarterback. I don't know that. I know at Wren, then the games that I watched at Wren, the two or three games I saw him as a junior and a senior, he only played quarterback.
Okay.
And here at Clemson, obviously, only played quarterback so far. So, but at the other side of it, I mean, it's not unprecedented. Terrell Pryor is making money right now. Braxton Miller is making money right now. Those are two Ohio State guys. And if you ask those two guys right now, did you do the right thing? Yeah, they did the right thing for them and their family. They have secured their, if they've done it right, they have secured their family's future for the rest of their lives because of this. That said, quarterbacks think they're quarterbacks, you know?
100%.
It's one thing I realized along, every quarterback's dad thinks that their son is the greatest quarterback ever. And so, you know, if you hear it here around the house, in the competitive nature, you know what we need to do? I need to get Patrick Sapp on. Patrick Sapp played quarterback at Clemson, eventually moved to linebacker, eventually played in the NFL, another position. How difficult was that? Patrick's might be listening. I'm gonna text him tomorrow and see if we can get him on there and talk about that. Not that it's going to happen, but it's a tough deal. Dexter McLeon did that at Clemson. Played quarterback for the longest time, eventually moved to cornerback, then played in the NFL a long time and set his family up for a long, long time as a result. But there's got to be some ego involved in there of thinking, no, man, I am a quarterback. You know? Isn't it the most glamorous position?
It is.
Isn't that the one you want to play?
That's the one.
But don't you know that Patrick Sapp and Dexter McLeon are now sitting back thinking, boy, I tell you what, glad I did that. Look at my bank account. Look at my home, my cars, my family, my future, my college kids' tuitions. I'm glad I can able to afford some things I'm able to do as a result of that.
Sure.
It's a fine line. Let's get those guys on. I've got Dexter's number. We need to get him on anyway with some Legends Friday.
Start that back up again.
I love that segment, man.
It was a lot of fun.
I love that. I was thinking we were going to do it this week, but with this quarterback stuff and all this other stuff, we're eventually going to do it here very, very, very soon. But when we do it all summer long. And
soon or very soon?
Very, very, very soon. Oh, like either this Friday or next Friday.
Goodness gracious.
Probably next Friday. Hey, man, I'm up against it. Brad, he's my Allstate agent. Good hands. Allstate, good hands with Allstate.com. And get to them 292-3001. I can email him, Brad. He's at Allstate.com. And get to them, Brad. He's insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive some sports every single day. I want to do this quickly, and I'm embarrassing myself that I hadn't done it before, but I want to congratulate Marissa Messina, the women's golfer here at Clemson. She is named to the Clemson Athletic Academic Hall of Fame. She is a great girl. I know her very little, but she's very personable. Speak to her all the time. But how about that? Hall of Famer now at Clemson. Clemson Athletics Academic Hall of Fame. Very, very cool stuff there. So congratulations, Marissa. Well, well deserved honor there. Skip the music. We're up against one, man. What do you got for a 2-minute drill for me?
Just a friendly reminder. A week from today, the Cleveland Browns will be on the clock. The NFL draft starts in a week.
A week?
A week.
It's next week?
It's next week. First round starts on Thursday next.
Come on,
week.
Man. You're pulling my leg.
Can't wait for
we can
it.
Talk a lot of draft next week.
We will be talking a lot of draft next week.
Really, 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 really cool stuff there. My 2-minute drill brought to you by AirDean.com for all of your real estate needs.